Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And today's Thursday, so we take a topic we've been looking at all week. We try to put it into action in our lives. And this week we've been talking about the originality of Jesus' teaching. How when he taught, it was profound and creative. You see, some teachings, you hear something and it's kind of interesting, but you know you can move on in life. I read things all the time. Things people post on Facebook, interesting articles, magazine articles, see things on TV that are interesting and entertaining, but they don't change my life. I just kind of say, oh, interesting, uh-huh, and move on. There are teachings like that all the time. But I hope that Jesus' teaching on the Sermon on the Mount is different for you. I hope it's the kind of teaching that you can't just move on from, but that stays with you. Whereas you move through life, as you go to work, as you raise a family at home perhaps, as you build your life, you'll be building it on the solid rock foundation that he described as his teaching, both heard and lived out. I hope that these words transform every aspect of your life. Like the foundation determines whether the rest of the house built upon it will be plumb and level. I hope that Jesus' teachings provide alignment for everything else in your life that's important to you. What Jesus was teaching here and elsewhere in his ministry is often described as good news. The good news that makes a difference in your life. It's kind of like the difference between seeing a wedding announcement and getting a wedding invitation. If you still read the newspaper, you've probably seen wedding announcements when people post, you know what, hey, we're getting married. And it's the kind of thing you can take under advisement. Oh, look, those people from my hometown, they're getting married. That's nice. But you know you're not really invited. They didn't really want you to show up. They haven't paid for a meal for you. But a wedding invitation is different. It doesn't go to thousands of people who get the newspaper. It goes to you. It has your name on it. And it says you are personally invited to come to our party. We want you there. We've set a place for you. We've paid for a meal. And you're so important to us that we wouldn't have this party without you. That's what Jesus' teaching was all about. It wasn't just meant to be taken under advisement. Oh, that's interesting. No, it was meant to be teaching that said, you are invited. Jesus said, I am building this thing called the kingdom of God, and he describes it elsewhere as a party. And I want you at my party. You are invited. I want you there for eternity with me. Imagine a party where you hear that one of the most profound and creative teachers on earth is going to be there. Would you want to be there? Would you want to go and listen and learn to just spend some time with that person? Well, the kingdom of God, it's described as a party, but a party with Jesus at its center, the most profound and creative source of all wisdom and truth for eternity. There at its center. That's the kind of celebration that the kingdom of God is meant to be, one with Jesus himself at the center, with God, filling our lives with his truth. Now, that's not just a future reality that we can look forward to but not experience today. It's one that Jesus wants us to start practicing. That's why he bothered teaching the Sermon on the Mount. Not to just tell us about something that would happen eventually, but to tell us something that we could be part of today, that we could start practicing and living out here on earth. We can start practicing the party today. We can start living life differently. In this busy rat race of commuting that so many of us are stuck in, we can start living differently. Where people look, you know what, that person, their life is different. They seem to be having a good time. They don't seem to have built their life just on money, just on their career, just on their kids, but they seem to have built their life on a solid foundation where all those other things are life-giving rather than taking life away because they were a sand foundation that eventually crumbled. When we take up Jesus' invitation to start practicing his celebratory way of life today, it means when we eventually arrive at that party, where it's all there is to reality, we're ready for it, we've been practicing it. We've responded to the invitation with the ultimate RSVP, the one that says, I'm gonna start getting ready now. I'm not going to wait till the day before to buy a present, to start making my travel plans. I'm going to start getting ready today because I need to be there. Practicing Jesus' way of life here on earth, practicing his celebratory way of life called the Kingdom of God, the ultimate party and celebration, is a big part of what it means to be a follower of Jesus here on earth, who gathers with other followers of Jesus to form a church community. What we're hoping happens with Redeem the Commute is that if you've been following our teachings, you're not doing them alone, but you're sharing them with somebody else. I hope you'll do that. Whether that's your spouse, somebody you work with, somebody you know from the neighborhood, whoever it is, I hope you're sharing this and forming a little discussion group. Our dream is that someday all our groups are going to come together to form a community that celebrates and has great parties. And so that's how we're going to start. This fall, we're going to have some events where we can just get to know one another and have a great time. And we're going to have a poll on our website and in our app this week where you can tell us what kind of a party you'd enjoy. What would help you celebrate? What would help you meet other followers of Jesus who are, yes, busy, but can come together for a great celebration of what we started together and what we can hopefully do more regularly in the future? So your challenge this week is really simple. Go to our website, open our app, find that poll, what kind of a party you want to be part of, and let us know your selection. And if you want to be part of getting that celebration organized, if you've got skills organizing great parties, I'd love to hear from you directly. Just contact me through the app or website and tell me how you want to be part of our new community and getting it off the ground. Well, that's it. Your challenge is simply to fill in our poll and tell us if you want to be involved. We're all done the Sermon on the Mount now. And so next week, we're going to start a brand new topic for the summer. And then in the fall, we'll start a new topic again. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about our challenge. And then next week as we start our new topic. Bye for now.